No doubt. No, and I think that will be exciting as we see that. I'm just suggesting that to frame it as it's going to be a conflict-free.
Give me a scenario. Let's do a role play. Okay, you and I are here at this meeting. We are deciding what day to convene the rally that is going to march on the city of Berkeley and demand this lot at the corner of Woolsey and Sacramento and say, okay, this is our spot. This belongs to the city. We're going to make it ours. All we need is about 100,000 people. Okay, all right, 50. 50,000 people willing to stay on this lot until the city says, okay, you can build an earthship on it. We'll give you the earth mover. We'll dig the hole for you. We'll even bring in those thrown away rubber tires, and you can figure out the aluminum cans for the infill for yourself and go ahead and make it. I mean, who's hurt by that?
It's right across the street from my son's school. I'm afraid that the cops might try and stop this from happening. I'm afraid for my son's life. It's going to be loud and noisy. I really want to make sure that he gets to school safely, and I just don't feel that this is a good area for that to take place. I'd rather it happen somewhere else where it's not so close to where my son goes to and from school.
Yeah, but we are fighting for the future. We are fighting for oceans that are not dead. We are fighting for our children to have parents who are staying at home with them, or at least part of big collectives of parents who are designing earthships for children and working with children directly, and children will be. See, it is the bigness of the vision that inspires. If the goal is, okay, we need this homeless shelter. Yes, okay, that's a limited goal, and people will say, okay, don't build it here, build it there. And negotiation, compromise ensue. But if we're saying our bodies are on the line, our ability to live authentic lives are on the line, our ability for our children to have authentic lives is on the line, we are fighting for the future, for a different world free of force of coercion. And that means if you want this earthship on this lot, then you have to be down for the long haul. That's put out there up front. This isn't a short-term goal. This is a long-term goal.
Understand, but why would that not then be something where discussion and conflict will arise and figuring out the details? I'm not talking about the goal. We can be united on that, but I think the conflict and the clashing of ideas and visions comes from putting specific things into practice to get there. That's where people start to have conflict.
Well, of course, it's not going to be uniformity and agreement. And the point is power. Okay, politics is about numbers, period. It is about numbers. If 50,000 people shut down Sacramento Street for weeks and weeks and weeks because they ain't going nowhere, and there are enough people in the community around them who are supportive, and there will always be enough. Life is jazz, and I hate to use that word because I was told on public radio that it has it's not an authentic word, but okay, let's say improvisation. If life is improvisation, is always fresh and changing, yes, there will be challenges, but we trust life. We know that the vast majority, the tipping balance, is on our side. We are on the side of life, and that's contagious. So as we build this small community over our section of Sacramento Street, as we begin to grow food, share, and then we're surrounded by an entire army. The problem is, sweetie, is that we've never lived through such times where we are actually creating a new social order. I don't think we sufficiently appreciate how much. I mean, I believe that there is enormous longing to build a new social order. And there will also be enormous resistance to that, obviously. But if the groundwork has been laid in terms of our consciousness, if we've been thinking this through and talking about it, if we have been talking with our brothers and sisters and our neighbors, then the groundwork has been laid. And that's what I'm suggesting we need to start doing now, having those conversations. What gets in the way? Is that true?